This is Bill Wills with Michael Diemer, the Downtown Cleveland Alliance. Couple updates on downtown. Hey, Michael, first, let's talk about a new clean and safe development center in Tower City. What's this all about?
Well, I think as a lot of folks who spend time downtown know, our flagship program at Downtown Cleveland Alliance are our clean and safe ambassadors. We really believe that all of the good things that take place in Downtown Cleveland, you know, begin with a clean, safe, welcoming foundation, and our ambassadors are an integral part of providing that foundation. And they, of course, work very closely with the Cleveland Police in providing that foundation. We've got a new initiative, a new partnership with the Cleveland Division of Police, where we're deploying two neighborhood safety specialists who are specialized ambassadors, along with two downtown services unit officers from the Cleveland Police Department, from a Tower City location, and the four of them are going to be working together throughout the day, monitoring and patrolling Public Square and surrounding areas. As always, they're there to make sure that people feel safe, to respond to issues that arise, and to put on a welcoming face for the workers, visitors, and residents of downtown Cleveland. That's going to be starting in just a few weeks. It'll be running several days a week as a pilot project, and if it's as successful as we believe it will be, we'll expand it to other parts of downtown and perhaps greater numbers around Public Square early next year.
Michael, with recovery continuing around the country, let's talk about downtown Cleveland specifically. New numbers for us?
Yeah, we're keeping a really close eye on downtown's recovery. I think the overarching news is that things are trending in the right direction, but we still have a lot of work to do, a long ways to go. In September, we saw a post-pandemic high in foot traffic. We had just under 5 million visits over the course of the month, and that represented an 80% return of foot traffic compared to September of 2019. We also see steady improvement in office workers returning to downtown. We have about 62% on any given day of office workers returning to downtown compared to the pre-pandemic numbers. To give you some sense, that's about 12% over the national average. So again, nowhere near where we want to be, but certainly trending in the right direction.
Okay, mark your calendars. Holidays coming up. Lighting ceremony for Winterland will be on the 26th of November, 4 o'clock. Right, Michael?
Hard to believe Winterland is right around the corner. We're kicking off the Winterland season this time with a lighting ceremony on Public Square. We'll be lighting the square, lighting the downtown holiday tree. We'll have some programming and events for families to enjoy. But this year, you know, that's really kicking off the Winterland season. We're going to have activities and programming for families to enjoy as they're coming down to see the lights over the course of the month of December, and we're going to carry it through January and February to make sure that we're giving people throughout Northeast Ohio reasons to come downtown and support small businesses and enjoy the season. You can find out all about that by visiting a special website at winterlandcle.com.
Winterland, part of the many promotions done by your Downtown Cleveland Alliance. Michael Diemer with me from the Downtown Cleveland Alliance.